Turning to sports now on KNKX, a public hearing will be held next week in a state House committee on a bill to allow college athletes to receive compensation. The athletes wouldn't be paid a salary, but would be able to benefit from the marketing of their talents. The bill has been proposed by Auburn Republican Representative Drew Stokesbury. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked about the legislation and the bigger issue it addresses. Art, this seems like a novel idea, not to have the universities pay the athletes, but allow the marketplace to do it.
Right. That's what I think is attractive about it. You're not asking the universities to start forking over more money than they already think they should. I think they should, because they're making millions off the unpaid labor of these athletes. Sure, they're getting a scholarship, but they're often bringing in money that's many times more valuable than what they're getting compensated for in the scholarship. So this idea makes the state an actor in this little drama, which is typically not taken place because the NCAA is a trade association run by Mark Emmert, the former University of Washington president, that helps the collective will of the universities make money as an entertainment operation. And they're doing very, very well because they don't have to pay the labor force. They just give them scholarships. So it's a scam, and it's been a scam for many years. And this piece of legislation, even though, you know, it's unusual, is a conversation starter.
Representative Drew Stokesbury's bill has been referred to the College and Workforce Development Committee, and it's scheduled to get a public hearing later this month. Do you expect it to go any further than that?
I doubt it. And I don't think from everything I've read in a Seattle Times article about Stokesbury, he doesn't expect it either. But it's a conversation starter because that's what this issue needs, is more conversation among more state legislators about this inequity that's going on. And his notion is that if the state is a player in this, he wants to let the marketplace give athletes a fair share. If a sneaker company wants to have Husky quarterback Jake Browning endorse a sneaker, well, he can get compensated at fair market value. Now, there are problems with that, of course. Not all athletes will be treated equal, but it's a starter. It's, you know, some athletes deserve compensation if their likeness is being used to sell merchandise. And that's always been the case, that it should happen, but it hasn't.
What do you hope to come from any debate or discussion on this issue down the road?
I've been a longtime advocate for compensating players, and it hasn't obviously made a whole lot of difference. The movement is growing. I've always believed that the NCAA is the second most reform-resistant institution in American culture, next to the Pentagon. And they've successfully resisted reform. They've successfully resisted compensating players, and it's lasted a long time. The whole notion of amateurism is extinct in every other place in the world except U.S. college sports. It's an anachronism. It's a throwback to the 19th century British royal culture, and it doesn't belong in the marketplace in the U.S. And so I'm hoping what happens here is this is a fire starter, that other legislators around the country will see this and say, hey, is this something we can do? The NCAA will say, well, wait a minute, we're a national organization. We can't have this goofball state of Washington compensating players because it would be unfair. And I would say the system is already unfair. And geez, everything else in Washington is legal. Why not this?
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.